Robin Hood. King Richard, the lion heart of England, is away from home. His brother, Prince John, is ruling the country at the moment. Prince John is not a religious man. He hates his brother Richard, and he doesn't want him to come back to England. He is wishing Richard to die in the battle. He wants to be the King of England. The crusade is very expensive, and Prince John is not a generous man. The crusade is very expensive, and Prince John is not a generous person. He orders the people of England to pay heavy taxes. Prince John's sheriffs collect the taxes for him. They also take the castles and the land from the nobles, who are loyal to King Richard. Most of the people are very poor, and a lot of them can't pay the taxes. Some are in prison, and some of them are living in the forest. Robin Hood's real name is Lord Locksley. He is a brave soldier in the army, but his father is dead, and he has no castle or land. Robin decides to live in Nottingham Forest. One day, Robin is hunting in the forest. He wants to cross a bridge following a deer. On the bridge is a big man with short brown hair, a long beard, and a big mustache. He looks very strong. "Let me pass," says Robin to the big man. "You have to pay me," answers the big man. "This bridge belongs to me." "I'm not paying you anything," Robin says. "Get out of my way." They begin to fight. The big man is very strong. He pushes Robin into the river and laughs. This is how Robin meets Little John. They become friends, and together they decide to form a gang of men to fight the sheriff of Nottingham. In a small village near the forest, there is a monk. His name is Friar Tuck. He is small and fat, very fat. He likes eating and drinking very much. He isn't a very good monk, but he keeps the poor people and the animals. In fact, he has a lot of dogs. The dogs can dance and do acrobatics. The monk causes trouble for the sheriff of Nottingham. He goes to live in the forest and meets Robin and Little John. That makes three close friends. One day, a young man walks into the camp in the forest. He has a harp. "I want to be one of Robin Hood's men," he says. "Can you fight?" asks Little John. "No, I can't," says the young man. "Have you got a horse?" asks Friar Tuck. "No, the sheriff has got my horse as a tax," the man answers. "It's no use taking you to the gang. Can't you do anything?" asks Robin. "I can play my harp and sing songs about Robin Hood and his men," says the young man. Robin and his men begin to laugh. They like the young man. "What's your name?" asks Robin. "It's Allan a Dale," answers the young man. And this is how Allan a Dale joins the gang. In a short time, Robin has more than 100 men. They don't have enough horses for all the men, but each day the small gang grows bigger. More than 20 women join them to help cooking and cleaning. Robin has very close and brave friends. One day, Robin is in the forest with Little John hunting. "Look over there, Robin," says his friend. "There is a young deer near the river." Robin looks towards the river and sees a young deer standing under a tree. Robin puts an arrow in his bow and aims to it. But it is a beautiful deer with big brown eyes, and it is very small. Robin doesn't want to kill it. "Go away," he shouts, and the small deer runs off. "What are you doing?" shouts Little John. "What are we going to eat? I'm starving." "You are always hungry. You have enough fat. You are not going to die. Don't worry," says Robin, and they begin to laugh. Suddenly, they hear noises coming among the trees. "Listen," says Robin. "I can hear horses coming this way. Let's hide behind the trees." Robin and Little John see two men and a woman on horses coming into the forest. They are in beautiful clothes and they look rich. Robin and Little John put arrows in their bows and they stop the group. "Your money, please," says Robin, "if you want to leave the forest." "You can't rob me," says one of the men. "This is tax money for the sheriff." "Then I have good news for you," says Robin. "From now on, I'm collecting the tax for sheriff. Go and tell him." Robin Hood and his men take money from the rich people who go through Nottingham Forest. They also steal money from the sheriff of Nottingham's tax collectors and give it back to the poor people. The poor people of Nottingham love Robin and his men, but the sheriff hates him. "I'm going to put him in the castle of dungeons," he says. Maid Marian is the pretty young lady Robin wants to marry. She is living in Nottingham with her family. Marian is also helping poor people, and she is often going to the forest to tell Robin about things the sheriff is doing. The sheriff and his soldiers go to arrest Maid Marian. "Do you know the outlaw Robin Hood?" asks the sheriff. "No, I don't know him," says Marian. "I think you know him very well," says the sheriff. "You always go to Nottingham Forest to meet him. You are helping the outlaw. Arrest her." The soldiers take the young lady to the dungeons of Nottingham Castle. Robin hears the bad news. "We must save her," he says to his men. "Tomorrow there is a fair and an archery contest in Nottingham," says one man. "We can dress as jugglers and clowns," says Little John. "My dogs can perform," says Friar Tuck. "I can sing and play my harp," says Allan a Dale. "And I will enter the castle secretly and rescue Marian," says Robin. The women in the forest work all day. They make suits for clowns and jugglers. Robin Hood and his men join the people at the fair. Nottingham Square is crowded with men, women, and children. The women buy things in the market, the men sit and drink, and the children run and play all day. The people laugh at Allan a Dale's songs about the sheriff. A large crowd clap their hands and join the songs. The children love Friar Tuck's dogs. It is holiday in Nottingham and everybody is at the fair. The soldiers at the castle are talking and drinking. They don't see Robin running through the gateway. He runs to the dungeons and rescues Maid Marian. Allan a Dale takes Marian back to the forest, and Robin goes to the archery contest. The sheriff and his men are there too. Robin pulls his hood over his head. Nobody sees his face. He enters the competition and wins the golden arrow. The sheriff looks at Robin. He can't see his face. "You are a perfect shooter, stranger. Here is your prize. Where are you from? And what is your name?" he asks. Robin takes the golden arrow and gets on his horse. He takes off his hood and shows his face. "This is the first thing you are giving to me. I am always stealing from you for the poor," he says. He gallops away with his men, and the sheriff looks behind him furiously.